In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is something that I don't normally do, but in a sense, I am somewhat free texting tonight, in that I want to bring in Proverbs 31. Because as today lines up, our gospel lesson speaks of a virgin, the virgin mother who is blessed among all other women, blessed not because of who she is, but because of who her child is, God in the flesh. And this is to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies, all of them, but especially as we heard from Isaiah, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel," that is, God with us. Today is also the day that we as Lutherans remember the faith of another woman in history, Katharina von Bora Luther, Katie Luther, the wife of Martin, a man who devoted so much of his life and his time to making sure that others might hear and read and see the true gospel. And so Proverbs 31, I believe, ties these women together in a very specific way. And so we read from Proverbs 31, "Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her food from afar. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion for her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good, and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hands to the poor. Yes, she reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple." I see in these words, words that Mary was also familiar with. Words that, more importantly, are done by our Lord. And by that I mean his hand reaches out and cares for the poor. And we can see how much Mary believed in that by the words that she cried out. Words that give us the Magnificat, which we will sing this very night. That we, along with Mary, that our souls will magnify the Lord, that we will rejoice in God our Savior. Mary, in her song, does not point to herself. She points to her God. She points to her salvation. Catherine Luther did the same. Katie had spent much of her life as an orphan, and so she spent much of her life in cloisters. At the age of 5, she was orphaned and had to then move in with her aunt. And she had devoted so much of her life to following and serving the Lord. And yet, she knew that there was something much more important than simply being locked away in this way. And so, as the writings of Martin Luther came to be more broadly pronounced throughout the area, those sisters of that nunnery got to learn about it, got to hear it, and got to cling to it. That there was more to life than locking yourself away from the world. That there was more to life than simply being secluded from the world, but rather it is important to be out in the world. Not living like the world, but transforming the world as a light of Christ. And so she and her fellow sisters found escape from that cloister. Martin himself was the one who set it up, that on Easter they would be found in fish barrels taken out of that cloister, and Luther would try to return them to families. He found husbands for all of them, except for one. Katie was quite picky in that regard. She would only marry one of two men, Nicholas von Amsdorf or Luther himself. But Brother Martin did not plan on getting married because he believed that he was going to be killed for speaking the truth of the gospel. And so he fought this for a while until he finally gave in and realized how blessed marriage actually is. A virtuous wife who can find. Mary points to her God, her Savior. Catherine does the same. Her focus is not on herself, not on her life, but on the life of her Savior. Married at the age of 26 to a man 15 years older than her, she devoted her life to being a godly wife and a godly mother. The Lord blessed them with 6 live births, but only 4 saw adulthood. Over time, they brought 4 additional adopted children into their household, and she was always entertaining the guests of this man who loved God and wanted others to love him too. Catherine was a woman who exemplifies this Proverbs 31 woman. Not that she can attain perfection, but that she follows Jesus. Solomon continues, "Her husband is known in the gate when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, supplies sashes for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." A godly woman does not spend her time in gossip, in fruitless behavior. A godly woman spends her time devoted to the Lord, training up her children if she is blessed with them, and letting the younger women, if she is older, know what God's will is, instructing them in the ways and the word of the Lord. When she opens her mouth, it is to proclaim the Lord. It is to show kindness. She is a keeper of the home. That is her homestead. She sets it up. She is the heart. She is the one who nurtures. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. "Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, beauty is passing." It is often said you should not marry for looks because looks will fade away. Rather, marry someone that you can have a conversation with. And I would encourage you all the more to marry someone who you can build a life around the foundation of Jesus Christ with. If you are a young man, you will marry a woman who devotes her life to Jesus, who will follow you as you lead her in a godly way, who will attend worship with you, who will listen as you read to her the scriptures, as you pray with her and for her, that she will raise your children as your helpmeet in the Lord, devoting the time and the talents that God has given, not for the frivolous things of this world, but for the wonderful gifts that he has blessed as he chooses to bless with. You can see yourselves in this if you are a woman. You can see if you are a man, your wives in much of this if you are married. But this isn't really a text about Mary. It's not really a text about Katie, and it's more important than just being about you. We see here the bride of Christ, the church. This woman far excels all things. God himself is the bridegroom. Jesus has purchased and won her by his own shedding of blood on the cross. He clothes her in beautiful garments, of righteous garments. Yes, she fails him. Yes, she chases after false gods. and yet he calls her back to himself over and over again, just as God had done throughout the Old Testament. And so more important than praising the woman of your life, which you should do, you give thanks to God for her and you let her know that you love her and that you appreciate the work that she has done in the Lord. But more important than that, we have the rest of this chapter. Charm is deceitful, beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she is to be praised. A woman who fears the Lord, who fears, loves, and trusts in God above all things. This is a godly woman. This is a virtuous woman, a woman that you should thank God for. And if you are not yet married to her, you should give serious consideration to that. How many years of our life do we waste looking for a couple, looking for a fun time, when instead we should be looking for the woman or the man, if you are a woman, that God has set apart for you. One that will build you up in the Lord, not tear you away from him. A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. A church that praises her Lord, she shall be praised. A church that fears, loves, and trusts in her God enough to say no to the desires of the world and instead follow God's word even when it leads to her mockery, she is to be praised. Not a godless man who chooses the whims of the world to bless those things that God calls sin. No, a church, a bride, devotes herself to Jesus. We remember this day, Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mother of our Lord, because she points us to her son Jesus. We remember Katie this day as a woman who confessed in her life and even at her death, her Lord Jesus. That at the age of 53, as she was dying, she cried out, "I'll stick to Christ like a burr to a cloth." Stick to Christ. Not the world, not the devil, not your own sinful flesh. Stick to Christ. Praise him, fear him, love and trust in him. Let him be known among the gates of your community, among the gates of your house. Let his work be known. Point always to him. In the name of Jesus, amen.